Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Let's continue with the story we started yesterday. We're reviewing a very popular series of books and movies called The Hunger Games.
That's right. The Hunger Games is a story all about 12 districts that are under a very corrupt government called the Capitol.
Right. They control this country of Panem. And we already learned a bit about our main characters, Katniss and Peeta, yesterday. Friends, let's continue. Let's jump into our first reading.
The Hunger Games. Rue, a tribute from another district, hides in a nearby tree and helps Katniss. She points to a nest of dangerous, stinging insects above her. Katniss saws off the tree branch with the nest, which falls on the group below. Rue and Katniss form an alliance and work together. They destroy the group's supply of food. Katniss survives, but Rue is attacked and dies in Katniss' arms.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们先来看 alliance 这个名词，意思是联盟或是结盟。譬如 the two teams formed an alliance,agreeing to share ideas and support each other throughout the competition. 这两支队伍结盟，同意在整个比赛过程中分享想法与互相支持。另外，我们来学一个名词 allegiance, 意思是对国家、统治者或是信仰的忠诚或拥护。譬如 The immigrant felt a divided allegiance between his home country and his new adopted nation.这位移民在母国与新移居国之间产生了矛盾的忠诚感。最后来看片语 ally with, 意思是与什么结盟。譬如 She chose to ally herself with the colleague who seemed most genuine and hardworking in the office. 她选择与办公室里这位看起来最真诚且最勤奋的同事结盟。
When we finished yesterday, our main character Katniss was hiding in a tree as a group of tributes, along with Peeta, were hunting her. Can she survive? Let's continue.
Well, we are meeting a tribute from another district now, friends. Remember, a district is a very specific area or division.
Yes, for example, you might ask someone, which district of the city do you live in?Well, we meet here a character from another district named Rue, who hides in a nearby tree and helps Katniss.
How does she do that? Well, we read, she points to a nest of dangerous, stinging insects above her. She points to something. This is a gesture that you make where you show or indicate something.
For example,You might say the arrow on the sign points to the exit. It is at that direction. You can also point with your finger.
Now, this term points to can also be used in another way as well. Sometimes you might get a lot of information that points to certain facts. So the information tells you or shows you that something is true.
Right. So here, this tribute Rue points to that nest. That sounds pretty dangerous. So what can Katniss do? Well, she saws off the tree branch with the nest.
Oh my, she saws off the tree branch. It means that somebody cuts something off, usually with a saw. A saw is a type of tool that is very sharp And you use it by making a sawing motion. You go back and forth until something comes apart.
Yeah, when you saw something off, you cut it until it falls off of maybe the main thing, like a branch falling off a tree trunk.
And that's exactly what happens here. This tree branch was sawed off, and then it falls on the group below. Remember what was on that tree branch, friends? Well, it was a nest of dangerous insects.
Okay, so it falls on the group below. Rue and Katniss form an alliance and work together.
Okay, so they've already dropped the stinging insects on other tributes' heads below, and now they're going to work together in the game.
Right. Hopefully they can help each other out. After all, when you work together with someone else, it's easier to accomplish your goals.
And yesterday we mentioned that certain groups of tributes were working together to try to eliminate other tributes and win the game.
Yes, so maybe this can help them out. They destroy the group's supply of food. Katniss survives, but Rue is attacked and dies in Katniss' arms.
Now, it sounds pretty violent and very sad, but that is the point of this book series, friends. I believe that this part of the book really illustrated or showed us how terrible this government was and how it was oppressing the people in the districts.
Yeah, and it shows just how violent these Hunger Games are. They're not just a simple sporting competition that's put on TV. They really are to the death.
Yeah, and they were trying to destroy the other group's source of food. That was something else I remember from these books, is that food was pretty hard to get once you're in the games. That's why those sponsors are so important.
Yes. All right. So what will they do next, friends? Let's jump into our next reading.
The Hunger Games. The rules of the games change. Instead of just one tribute surviving, two will be permitted to win if they are from the same district. Katniss goes in search of Peeta. He has been injured, but she looks after him until he heals. He is helped by the medicine Katniss nearly dies to obtain. The two pretend to have a romance to get more support from sponsors.
The worker was careful not to injure himself while lifting heavy boxes and asked for help when necessary. 这名工人在搬运重箱子时很小心，以免受伤，必要时也会寻求协助。Injure 的过去分词 injured 可以当形容词用，意思是受伤的。譬如 ，The injured runner sat on the ground so the therapist could properly examine his ankle。这位受伤的跑者坐在地上，以便让治疗师仔细检查他的脚踝。Injure 的名词是 injury， 意思是伤害或损伤。譬如 ，The player suffered a serious injury and had to leave the field while the game went on。这名球员受了重伤，在比赛进行中不得不离场。
We all love a story where a hero wins in the end. Will Katniss be that hero? Will she win the Hunger Games?Let's find out more about her journey.
Well, Garrett, the Hunger Games are pretty hard to win because as we see in our lesson here, the rules of the games change. That is something that the game makers can do. They can change the way the game is played. And when they do that, it can really change what happens in the arena.
Yeah, it can change what the players' goals are or how they act.So the game rules change. Instead of just one tribute surviving, two will be permitted to win if they are from the same district.
Okay, we have a phrase here that we want to talk about. It is to be permitted to do something. If you are permitted to do something, it means you are allowed to do it.
Now, friends, permit me to make up another sentence. Your teacher might say, you will be permitted to leave early today if you finish your work.
So this is huge, friends. Remember, the Hunger Games are a fight to the death, and there's only one tribute left at the end. But now that the rules have changed, two tributes can win.
If they're from the same district. Katniss goes in search of Peeta. Of course, they're from the same district. But he has been injured, and she looks after him until he heals.
All right, Katniss being able to find Peeta took up a lot of time in the actual book, friends. So if you're curious about how she did that, I recommend you check that book out. He is helped by the medicine Katniss nearly dies to obtain. So Katniss has got some medicine for Peeta. She had to obtain it.
Let's talk about that word. Obtain. This means to get or receive something.
Here's another example. Before you ride the train, you must obtain a ticket first.
Yeah, so she is able to obtain this medicine, even though it is pretty difficult. The two pretend to have a romance to get more support from sponsors.
All right, so remember, sponsors are super important for these games. These are people who are watching the TV show and they choose who they want to support. Katniss and Peeta want more people to support them, so they pretend to have a romance.
A romance is a love story or a love relationship.
Many movies depict sweet romances. So Katniss and Peeta have decided to pretend so that more people will send them supplies.
Yeah, it is interesting how these sponsors decide who to support. In this case, it's whatever is the best story or maybe looks the best on TV.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. When we're watching reality TV shows nowadays, we also tend to pick our favorites. And it might not be people we like in real life, but it could be who is providing the most drama or the most interesting storyline.
All right, we do have one more section, but before we get to that, let's go to our deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Look after. Last winter, my neighbor went on a week-long trip and asked me to look after her cat while she was away. I said yes, without thinking twice. One evening, he curled up on my lap and purred like a tiny motor. By the end of the week, I was totally attached. Looking after someone feels good because you're helping them feel safe and loved. Look after means to take care of a person, animal, or thing, making sure they are safe, fed, healthy, or happy. We use it for babysitting, pet sitting, watching over plants, or even looking after your own health. For example, my grandma looks after my little cousins every Saturday so their parents can run errands. Or remember to look after your new sneakers. Don't wear them in the mud. Here are three more useful look phrases. Look forward to means to feel excited and happy about something that will happen soon. For example, I always look forward to movie night with popcorn and my favorite blanket. Look up to describes admiring and respecting someone, often wanting to be like them. For example, my younger sister looks up to our cousin because she's so kind and brave. Look out for means to watch carefully for danger or to keep an eye out for something good coming. For example, look out for cars when you cross the street. Looking after the cat taught me how much small acts of care matter. Whether it's a pet, a friend, or even yourself, look after reminds us that kindness keeps everything running smoothly. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The Hunger Games. Katniss and Peeta defeat the final tribute, but then learn that only one tribute may survive. rather than kill each other, they plan to take their own lives. But the rules once again change, allowing them both to win. Katniss' rebellious actions set the stage for the novel's sequels, Catching Fire and Mockingjay.
Our school team worked together to defeat a stronger opponent and surprised everyone with a close victory at the end. 我们的校队齐心协力打败了更强大的对手，并在最后险胜，让所有人感到意外。Defeat 的过去分词 defeated 可以当形容词用，意思是感到挫败的或是被击败的。譬如Matthew felt defeated after the long competition, but his friends reminded him that effort and growth mattered more than winning. 经过长时间的比赛 ,Matthew 感到很挫败,但是他的朋友们提醒他,努力与成长比获胜更重要。最后来看一个非常实用的惯用语 ,defeat the purpose, 意思是违背原意,失去意义。譬如Eating vegetables without cleaning them properly defeats the purpose of healthy eating. 蔬菜没有经过妥善清洗就食用，就会违背健康饮食的目的。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Katniss and Peeta are working together now. Because of that rule change, they might both be able to survive. Let's find out if they do.
Well, we see here in the last part of our article, friends, that Katniss and Peeta defeat the final tribute, but then learn that only one tribute may survive. The rules of the game have changed again.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very fair, but the designers of this game probably don't care too much about that.
Yeah, I think that they just want there to be a spectacle. And something that our article really didn't go into, friends, is the fact that this is a very political book, and Katniss is fighting for the politics in this world.
Yes, she wants to change things. We might even use the word revolution, which really is something you see after the story that we're talking about right here.
Exactly. Okay, so we read on here, rather than kill each other, they plan to take their own lives. If you take your own life, it means that you kill yourself.
Yeah, for example, characters in some stories might take their own lives. So that's what Katniss and Peeta decide they are going to do.
They don't want to let the Capitol win, so they decide that this is a way for them to protest what has happened. But the rules once again change, allowing them both to win.
Allowing them both to win. The rules just keep changing. Katniss' rebellious actions set the stage for the novel's sequels.
All right, we have a few things we want to talk about in this sentence.First, we see that word rebellious. If someone is rebellious, it means that they resist the rules or go against an authority.
Let's use that in another sentence. Someone might have a rebellious spirit and never listen to the rules.
So we see here in our story, Katniss's actions have been described as rebellious. She is going against the rules and going against the authority.
So her actions and behavior set the stage for the sequels. Let's talk about that fun phrase.
Okay, if you set the stage for something, it means that you prepare for something to happen.
For example, this event set the stage for a series of future events. Now, I do have one more word I would like to talk about that is not in here.And that's the word trilogy.
Oh, I think that's a great word for us to talk about right here because The Hunger Games originally was a trilogy.
Yeah, a trilogy is a series of three. That could be a book, a movie, or some other kind of story. They all go together and are a part of the same story. Today, we talked about the first book slash movie of this Hunger Games story, but there were sequels orFollow-up stories called Catching Fire and Mockingjay.
to see this entire story, and you have to read all three books or watch all three movies in the trilogy. And Garrett, there have actually been more books that have come out much later than the original trilogy did. I believe one of them as recent as this year or last year.
Okay, yeah. And those take place at a slightly different time than these stories, right?
I believe so.
Okay, so friends, if you enjoyed the story we talked about in our lesson, maybe go and check it out. Read the book for yourself, watch the movies, and learn what happens next after these first Hunger Games.
We have a little bit more to talk about in just a moment, friends. But for right now, let's learn something new in today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看句型主词加 will be 加过去分词加不定词加 if 加主词加原形动词。它用来表示在满足某种条件下，主词将被允许或被要求去做某件事情。来看课文这句 ：Two will be permitted to win if they are from the same district。在这里，主句采用了未来式被动语态 ，will be permitted 后面接 if 条件句，并使用原形动词。这种句型常搭配的动词还有 allow、require 和 expect 等等。来看例句 ：Students will be allowed to leave early if they finish the exam ahead of time。如果学生提前完成考试，将获准提早离开。
Friends, we have reached the end of our lesson, but I want to teach you another new term. Right before the break, Garrett mentioned the word trilogy, and I want to teach you a really big word that is dystopian, specifically dystopian novel. Now, about 15 to 20 to 25 years ago, this type of novel was really, really popular when it came to young adult fiction. There were a lot of stories that talked about what could happen if governments got really corrupt, if people were extremely oppressed, and revolution needed to happen. So you could say that The Hunger Games was one of the very, very popular dystopian novels of the time.
Yeah, it describes a dystopia, or a really bad future, which is the opposite of a utopia, which is kind of an ideal society.
That brings us to today's talk about it question. Here it is, friends. Do you think something like this could ever happen in the future?
I think bad governments can happen, have happened, and are happening in certain parts of the world, but I don't think something quite like this would ever happen.
I've noticed in a lot of dystopian novels, writers take things to the extreme. If certain things happen, they say, well, then it could lead to other really extreme things happening. They write them as kind of a warning.
Yeah, it is an exciting story, and maybe there are things we can learn from it to try and prevent bad things in our societies. But in the end, it is entertainment and is a little bit wild.
It is a little bit wild. It is a lot of fun to read as well, friends. It's something that I read when I was growing up. And if you are interested in this type of story, I recommend that you read it as well. It's certainly something that you can talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.